Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Life Brigade, and you're in for a real treat. I've always admired Urban Impact and the work that it does, and there is a theatrical production coming up. It's their take on Romeo and Juliet. Urban Impact Shakes is the name of the company that's going to be doing this. We're going to talk with Remy Harfield, who's 17 and goes to Nazareth Prep. She's about to be a senior. And we're also going to be talking with Gavi Haley, who is 15 and is going to be in 11th grade at Eden Christian Academy. They're both from North Hills neighborhoods, Brighton Heights and Marshall Shadeland, respectively. But first, up to Polish Hill, we're going to go to one of the adults involved in the performance, and she's going to share a song from the prologue of what the performance is all about. And it's I wanted to get the name exactly right. It's not just Romeo and Juliet. It's Romeo and Juliet, A Love Story You Choose. And let's take a moment now and listen to the prologue with Tiffany Austin. There you hear a great song. We are going to chat a little bit with Tiffany in a moment. We're going to move her over to another mic where we can see each other. I keep wanting to call Tiffany Tracy Austin, but it's Tiffany Austin. And Tiffany, it's so nice to have you with us. I'd like to know a little bit more about you. You're from Polish Hill.
I am, but I am on the north side a lot with Urban Impact. I have been with them since I was a student, so all the way back when Shake started 10 years ago, we did Romeo and Juliet, and I was the nurse, and I have been with them ever since, so as a leader now instead of a student. So I've kind of watched it progress and been a part of it the whole time, and I now write the music for the shows.
Urban Impact has grown a lot, too. I know there's an annex. As well as the main facility. There's several locations, right?
Mm-hmm. We kind of are in the process of buying buildings now, too, and just kind of expanding because we're just growing so much as time has gone on, because we've been mostly in the Allegheny Center Alliance Church buildings, but kind of spread out to different places across the city as well, and now we're just in the process of, like, buying more buildings because we've grown so much.
Can you tell me a bit about Urban Impact's mission and There's more than just the Shakes program that we'll be talking about today, but what else do y'all do?
So Urban Impact has three main departments. So we have the athletics department for people who aren't so much into performing arts. We have the academics department and the performing arts department, and they serve students all year round. And this, we're all a part of the performing arts department, but we try to also intermingle. So like a lot of our students are involved in tutoring programs, SAT prep programs, and we kind of do some of that during Shakes too. Like they took an SAT prep class this summer, and just try to incorporate all of those at the same time. And we all kind of work together. And so, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And are you from Pittsburgh originally? Mm-hmm. It sounds like you are.
Yep.
How did you get involved with Urban Impact 10 years ago?
Yeah, I went to Allegheny Center Alliance Church, and they're partners. And I also, my family and the Glovers, who are the founders of Urban Impact, have been longtime family friends, too. So I started out in the choir in sixth grade, and then in eighth grade when Shake started, I joined that and then stayed with it all through high school, and then came back as a leader.
That's great. Did you go off to college after high school?
I did a year at college. I was at Seton Hill for a year, and then I came back. And I now work at the Western Pennsylvania School for Blind Children during the school year as an instructional aide, and then work with Shakes in the summer.
Oh, I bet you're good at both of those things.
Thanks.
And one more question, and then we're going to turn to these two. Mm-hmm. You live on Polish Hill now. What attracted you to that neighborhood? A lot of people don't realize how cool and interesting Polish Hill is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. My family lives there. So, yeah, I've been there my whole life. But it's so awesome. It's so central to everything. Like, you're close to Oakland. You're close to the Strip. You're close to the South Side. Like, it's really central to everything, and I love it there.
Yeah, it's great. And be careful in the winter because it never seems to get plowed.
<Mm-mm>.
At least I remember having to race over to Oakland one day, and it was a when the snow was really bad, and nobody touches Polish Hill.
They don't.
Nobody seems, except the 54C. that's about it, the 54C bus. Well, next to us, we have Remy and Gavi here in the studio, too. And I'll let them introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their life. Why don't we start with Remy? I'm making sure I'm pointing to the right person. Remy, tell me about yourself.
So,
Hang on, that's my fault. There we go.
Yeah, so I'm Remy. I've been going to Urban Impact for like a very long time, so long I like can't even remember the first thing I did, but I just know I enjoy it here a lot, and I wish I could do it for so much longer, which I hope to do, and yeah.
Now you're going into your senior year. That's kind of an exciting
Exciting
time.
And a bit scary.
Nazareth Prep is really strong on academics. Eden Christian is too. We'll talk about that in a moment. But do you have to do a capstone project of some type?
Yeah, every year during our internship, we do multiple little assignments that go towards a bigger assignment where we find a problem in our workplace and we come up with different ideas, different solutions, and then we come up with one solution to see, like, how can we fix this problem?
And I know that at NASPREP, social justice is a big component of your programming. What can you tell me what your capstone project was last year?
If I can remember, I worked at Pittsburgh Spice, and the problem I came up with is that there are no elevators there. Like, so when we have to move product, we have to do it all by hand. And so I came up with, why don't we get an elevator lift so that we can just put product on there, take it up and down the stairs?
That's great. Mm-hmm. Did they implement it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you might not know.
But maybe they will in the future.
Do you remember what the cost would be? Did you have to figure that out?
Yes, it was over...
It's not the kind of thing you would memorize.
Yeah, no. I was a lot.
Yeah, but maybe you could probably figure out how much time you would save and what the value of that time was, and workers might be injured less or might be healthier if they don't have to lift and take things up and down. That's a great project. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening, or either now or later when they hear this as part of a podcast? She
shot us an email, but I want to say shout out to Ms. Donato. She was a good teacher. She helped us with capstone projects.
Excellent. That's good to hear. And who else is in your family, or who is in your family?
Oh, my mom's.
We better give her a shout out.
Yes. That's why. Hi, Mom. If you can hear me on the radio, I'm not sure if you're busy right now, but hey.
You'll hear it soon. Mm-hmm. And let's turn from Remy. Is it Gavi?
Yes.
And tell me about yourself, Gavi.
I'm Gavi. I've been going to Urban Impact since I was like around 4. And it's been a wild ride. I started out with soccer, and then I was interested in the performing arts program because it was so flashy and cool. And everybody there was so like, they were performing, and I was like, wow, I want to be on a big stage like them. And so then I got into the dance, and I did arts for a little bit, and then I found Shakes, and they snatched me up. And somebody told me once you get in, you can't get out, because it's such a great environment. And
look at Tiffany. Yeah. I mean, she's been there, you know, for probably more than half of your life, or almost half of your life. You both are incredibly poised, and I can't wait to hear the scene that you're going to do. Now, you're heading into your junior year at Eden Christian Academy. Where is Eden?
It's in Swickley.
Okay, I've driven by there before. And it's a different place to go to school. Mm-hmm. How does it differ from other schools you've been to?
It's a private school, and a lot of people who go there live in the Swickley area, so they go through a lot of different things than I do because I live on the north side, and so it's really fun to see whenever Urban Impacts come to my school and they tell people about it and stuff like that, because other people get to experience what I'm experiencing down at the north side.
That's great. How do you get there? Do you take a bus?
Yes.
Or, and this is a tough question to ask on the radio, but I think I know what the answer is. And pretty easy to fit in, even though a lot of the students live there. Because you seem like you would make friends really easily. That's a bit of a transition,
yeah,
I would think.
It was hard at the beginning because I got in at middle school, and, you know, that's where everybody's going through changes and learning about themselves. So it was really hard for me to fit in with all of these people who were brought up completely differently than I was. But I eventually made some good friends, and, yeah.
That's great, and I appreciate you being so candid about that, too, because it is the same's probably true for you as I think about it, going to NAS Prep. Where were you before NAS Prep?
Oh, before NAS Prep, I was at John Morrow.
John Morrow.
John Morrow, yes.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's a good school.
And, yeah, it was hard to make friends at first because you don't know anybody. Like, as you said, you're going through changes. But I did eventually find, like, the people that I like to hang out with and who are my good friends to this day.
That's excellent. Gavi, do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening, anyone in your family or anybody else?
She's the only one I told, so hi, Mom.
Mom, yeah. There you are. She might have told lots of other people.
Okay.
So let's talk about this play, and then let's have you do the scene, and then we'll talk about it a little bit more. Most of us know Romeo and Juliet, two families very different from each other, who Romeo and Juliet choose to be together even though they're different. What a great message that stood the test of time. And tell me a little bit about can I say Shakeified or how, because you sort of adapt these plays as a group, right?
Yeah. So Shakes always, we like to put our own twist on things. We don't just do your typical like Shakespearean the Park type thing and like old fashioned costumes. We like to have a modern take on it. So our set is like, it's going to be awesome, but we're in like a subway station, like an abandoned subway station. So it's going to be super cool. That's our modern take. And we also incorporate what we call stops, which is where an actor or somebody who is involved in building the set will stop the show, break the fourth wall, and become themselves instead of their character. And they'll share like what's happening in the scene and how it relates to their own life, which is pretty awesome. And then this year we've added another layer, which is a choose your own path type of thing. So the audience will have moments where they're able to decide which direction the show's going to go in.
Oh, boy, you've got to do improv then, right? That's and then in the stop action part of it, will the actor do – is that the actor's choice when they want the stop to occur?
We have it planned. We have specific spots planned, and then it will be like sort of – sort of improvising, but we do have scenes prepared for the alternate scenes, so it's kind of just like extra memorization, extra rehearsing, extra practice on everybody's part. So it's definitely been a challenge for everyone, I'd say, having to learn two scenes for every like stop there is. So, but it'll be awesome, and we're excited.
Ah, and that means you should see it more than once.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Because it could differ. Now, what roles do you two have?
I'm Lady Capulet.
And I'm Mercutio.
Okay. And can you explain the story and maybe set up the scene that you're about to do? What would we have to know about what's happening in the play? Or, you know, Tiffany could do that too.
You want me to, Remy? So Remy's going to perform the Queen Mab speech,
The Queen Mab speech is in the scene. Mercutio, Benvolio, and Romeo are about to go to a party, and Romeo is not really feeling himself. He's feeling quite down. And so Mercutio goes on to try and cheer Romeo up. And since he's so down and out about love, Mercutio goes on and on and on about how, oh, Queen Mab has been with you. And then they go on to say, what is she? And then Mercutio goes on this big old tangent about who Queen Mab is and what she does.
Okay, and this is you as a monologue?
Yes.
Okay, and Gavi, do you have something to? You're here for support and to talk about the show. So here comes Remy Harfield, and this is a monologue from the upcoming production by Urban Impact Shakes, and it's Romeo and Juliet. I want to get the subtitle correctly. A love story you choose. And it runs August 8th, 9th, and 10th at 8 o'clock, and then August 11th at 2 o'clock matinee at the new Hazlett Theater on the north side. And this will give you a sense of what happens. And Urban Impact Shakes is the company. You feel good and ready? Okay, here is a taste of what you're going to hear when you make it to see and hear the play.
I'm going to cue her in. Queen Mab, what is she?
She's the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman, drawn with a little team of atomies over men's noses as they lie asleep. And in this state she gallops, night by night, through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love, over courtiers' knees who dream on curtsies straight, over lawyers' fingers who straight dream on fees, over ladies' lips, who straight on kisses dream. Sometimes she driveth over a soldier's neck, and dreams he of cutting foreign throats, of breeches and busquitos, Spanish blades, of healths 5 fathom deep, and then anon drums in his ear, at which he starts and wakes, and thus being frighted, swears a prayer or two, and sleeps again. This is that very Mab that plats the manes of horses in the night, and bakes. Thank you.
Wow, you did that completely by heart, which kind of amazes me. That's a lot of memorization. How did you do that?
Oh, I had to take it step by step, like each sentence that explains something about a different person, like over the courtier's knees, over lawyer's fingers. I had to take time because the words are so similar at the end. So I had to take it word by word and step by step.
Have you been in other plays, both of you?
Yes.
What other plays have you been in, or other times you've been on stage?
Well, I did Peter Pan with my school, and I was in Cinderella too. So,
I wasn't a main character, but I have like been an extra character, like a drummer on the set of. I know Tiffany did it with me too. Was it The Wiz or no? It was Annie. It was Annie, and then now I'm a Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet.
And they've both been in other Shake shows as well.
Shakes shows. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a good way to warm up before you go on. You should say we're going to start a Shake show. We're going to start a Shake show. I'll give you a minute to think about this, but I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about how Urban Impact has changed your life and how it's been different. While you're thinking about that, the play is going to be at the New Hazlett Theater again, Romeo and Juliet, A Love Story You Choose, August 8th through 10th at 8 p.m. and August 11th at 2 p.m. And you can find ticket information at the New Hazlett's website or at Urban Impact's website. Any ideas? It's not meant to be a question that's hard to answer, but how's it made a difference for you to be involved either in Urban Impact generally or in the Shakes program?
I'd say Urban Impact has definitely changed my life, and it's brought me closer to God, and now I feel a lot more closer with God, and He's shown me some things that I needed to work on, and now that I've worked on them, I've become a better person.
It's definitely changed my life too. It's given me an outlet and helped me discover things that I love and through people that I love. And when I don't feel at home in my home or at home at school, I always feel at home when I'm with Urban Impact people.
And Tiffany, I'm going to ask you that same question.
I would say that I can't really talk about my life without talking about Urban Impact because it's such a huge part of my life. Like I said, like 10 years of my life, Shakes alone. So Shakes in particular has been like the main thing I've been involved with. Pretty much all of my close friends are from Shakes. And now like being able to give back to the program that gave me so much and like being able to help Eric, who's our director, Eric Anderson, with this and have his back for things, like, because he's helped me so much in my life, to be able to be on his team now. And we like to use the phrase, make disciples who make disciples. So he poured into me, and now since he did that for me, I'm able to do that for the students we have now. And, like, being able to build relationships with people like Remy and Gavi and all of our other students has just been, like, the greatest thing ever.
That's so good to hear that from all of you. Do you know what you want to do after you graduate? I'm sure you're getting asked that a lot, both of you. Any ideas?
I'd love to go to a school that can help me learn about special effects for movies and stuff like that. And seeing Eric Anderson direct our shows, I've honestly grown, a desire in me has grown to become a director. So, yeah, that's
after doing Shakes, like, in acting, it's so fun. I might want to look into acting, you know, see what I can do.
Gonna ask you one more question, and I've been having fun with this one lately. It's a little silly, but if you had three wishes, what would you wish? You can take a minute and think about that. But we'll just three. And I won't hold you to them, but I'm always curious if something comes to mind.
I'd wish to be taller, I'd wish to be older, and I'd wish for more wishes.
Well done, that's Gavi. And Remy's writing hers down. I noticed that she's been really good at journaling throughout this experience and holding on to her thoughts, which is a great thing to do. What do you think?
Okay, well, first, I wish that I joined Shakes earlier so that I can have more years to, like, hang around with people and, like, have more fun because Shakes is just amazing. Like, I wish I could just tell everybody about it because it's so fun. And two, I kind of wish that I was a bit more, I did more things out of my comfort zone because, like, I'm kind of a shy person. And so I want to work on being more confident, just, like, being able to go up to people and just, like, make new friends. And my third wish, because I want something sweet right now, I wish for a cheesecake.
I like that. Some practical wishes, one that would require turning back time or going into a time machine. Those are great wishes. I want to thank all of you for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I did not ask you or that you didn't get a chance to say?
I think the only thing we should really push is to get your tickets. Yeah. Come see the show. Come see it more than once. Tell all your friends. Tell everyone you know. Come see Romeo and Juliet, A Love Story You Can Choose. It's going to be awesome. We've been working really hard.
Sounds like a lot of fun. August 8th, 9th, and 10th at 8 p.m. And then August 11th, the matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. Remy Harfield and Gavi Haley and Tiffany Austin, thank you, all of you, for being here with us. And good luck with the show. Good luck with the Shakes show. Shake a leg, break a leg. That still works. Thanks for being here. Brought